With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A Department of Environment researcher is recovering after a shark bite in Little Cayman. Friday night at the Nassau Group Responding Aggregation Site, a researcher was bitten by a juvenile tiger shark, approximately 7 feet long and 3 years old. The researcher was flown to Georgetown Hospital, treated for the injury, and is, quote, recovering well. The DOE and partner researchers have been conducting annual surveys in Little Cayman for 25 years, logging thousands of dives without, quote, any such occurrence. While this incident was not expected, the Department of Environment says it is natural for sharks to be attracted to the activity of an aggregation site, and a young shark is, quote, less likely to have experience with groupers and divers. Coupled with poor visibility, the young shark mistakenly bit the diver, but since sharks do not consider humans food, it fled and did not pursue. The DOE stresses that shark bites are an extremely rare occurrence, particularly in Cayman waters, and the risk of a shark mistaking a diver, swimmer, or snorkeler for food is, quote, highly unlikely. Caymanians are invited to an advanced screening of The Bluff by local filmmaker Frankie Flowers.
Bloody Mary! I'm told you have a beautiful new family. They know who you really are.
I'm still your mother.
The pirate action adventure stars Priyanka Chopra Jonas and was shot partly in Cayman Brackett Skull Cave and The Bluff. Grand Cayman screenings are February 14th at Pedro St. James at 7 p.m. with Cayman Brack screenings on the 15th at the Aston Ruddy Center. Seating will be limited, so you're encouraged to RSVP at gov.ky/YSCH. The film will debut globally on Prime Video February 25th. And Sunday marked the 232nd anniversary of the wreck of the Tensail, the most famous shipwreck disaster in Cayman Islands history.
The fleet sailed from Jamaica on the 6th of February, 1794, but a leaky merchantman delayed its progress. So Convert's officers did not sight Grand Cayman before sunset on the 7th of February. At midnight, when Master Thomas Popplewell reckoned that the fleet was clear of Grand Cayman, he obtained Captain Lawford's permission to shift the convoy's course more to the northward. The voyage ended in the early morning hours of the 8th of February, 1794, when a disastrous chain of events resulted in the loss of Convert and 9 ships of her merchant convoy on the treacherous windward reefs of Grand Cayman.
Audio there from the National Museum's 2020 speaker series with Dr. Peggy Leshaker-Denton. You can explore John Doak's drawing of the wreck featured at the museum's The Sea is History exhibition. Thanks to brave Caymanians, many lives were saved, and this event remains a vital part of the country's maritime heritage. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. The Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. It's the harshest punishment yet handed out under the territory's strict national security law, which China says is needed for stability. Stocks in Japan have risen to record levels after the Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, won a landslide election victory. Investors appear reassured by the scale of Ms. Takaichi's success. Japan is making another attempt to restart the world's biggest nuclear power plant, the Kashiwazaki Kariwa facility, shut down in 2011 after an earthquake and tsunami caused a meltdown at another nuclear plant in Fukushima. The UN Migration Agency says that 53 people, including 2 babies, are dead or missing after the boat carrying them overturned off the coast of Libya last week. The IOM says that only 2 Nigerian women have been rescued. Officials in Lebanon say that at least 3 people, including a young child, have been killed in an Israeli strike in the south of the country, despite a ceasefire. The Israeli military says that it was targeting what it described as a Hezbollah terrorist. Police in the Australian city of Sydney have used pepper spray amid scuffles with protesters demonstrating against a visit by the Israeli president. Tensions rose after a rally organised by the Palestine Action Group ended and police blocked protesters from marching. South Korea's governing party has expelled a regional mayor who'd suggested importing young women from Vietnam and Sri Lanka to boost the country's low birth rate. Kim Hee-soo had said the women should marry men in rural areas. Vietnam's embassy lodged an official complaint about the remarks. Archaeologists have found evidence that indigenous people in the Arctic were making sea voyages to remote islands off the northwest coast of Greenland some 4,500 years ago. The Canadian researchers said the discovery reshapes our understanding of this period.
BBC News with Jane Steele.